Hosea chapter 5. Sa aklat tayo ng Hosea chapter 5. And we're going to read from verses 1. Let's see here. From verse number 1 to verse number 7. Hosea chapter 5, verses 1 to 7. Mauna ako sa verse 1. Kayo ang verse 2. Sa akin ang verse 3. Hanggang makarating tayo sa verse number 7. At pagdating sa verse 7, sabay-sabay tayo. Alright, Hosea chapter 5, verses 1. Hear ye this, O priests, and hearken ye, house of Israel, and give ye ear, O house of the king, for judgment is toward you, because ye have been a snare on Mizpah, and a net spread upon Tabor.
And the revolters are about to make slaughter, though I have been
I know Ephraim, and Israel is not hid from me. For now, O Ephraim, thou committest whoredom, and Israel is defiled.
They will not frame their doings to turn unto their God, for the spirit of whoredoms is in the midst of them, and they have not known the Lord.
And the pride of Israel doth testify to his face. Therefore shall Israel and Ephraim fall in their iniquity, Judah also shall fall with them.
They shall go with their flocks and with their herds to seek the Lord, but they shall not find him. He hath withdrawn himself from them.
They have dealt together. They have dealt treacherously against the Lord, for they have begotten strange children. Now shall a month devour them with their portion. So again, nandito na tayo sa Hosea chapter 5. Now, this passage of scripture here, as we're going to look at the entire chapter 5 today, are basically God's judgments against the priest, that's the religious leaders, against the people, that's the Israelites, and the princesses, that's the political leaders. And so, God judges Israel, and it's too late for Israel. Too late for Israel. And so, God's judgment is severe. Remember that. Kapag ang Diyos ang humatol, ito ay palaging malubha. God judges severely. But at the same time, God's grace is solid. So yes, God judges severely, but he also extends his grace. In fact, all the entire book of Hosea, even though God is pronouncing judgment on Israel, the northern kingdom, he's giving warning to Judah not to follow Israel. But Judah will not listen, so Israel will fall at 722 BC. And in Israel and Judah will follow at 586 BC. Assyria will take over Israel, and Babylon will take over Judah. So, diniklara ng Diyos ang hatol sa mga Israelites dahil sa kanilang kasalanan. Tanda natin, si Hosea ay mangangaral sa Northern Kingdom of Israel. At ang namumuno ngayon sa kapanahunan ni Hosea ay si King Jeroboam II. And King Jeroboam II, siya ang pinaka-successful na hari ng Israel. Kung si Solomon at si David ay successful na hari ng buong bayan ng Israel, kasama na ang Juda, ganun si kasikat at kalakas si King Jeroboam, pero sa Israel lang siya. Okay, so look over in verse number 1. Hear ye this, O priests. So God has something against religious leaders who do not preach the word of God, who do not teach and preach the word of God. And God demands that those who stand in the preaching in the pulpit of the word of God, that they will preach and teach the word of God regardless of what people think. Hindi ho importante kung ano ang isip ng tao patungkol sa salita ng Diyos. Hindi ho tayo tinanong ng Diyos kung ano ang gusto natin. Ang Diyos ang nagbibigay ng katotohanan sa kanyang salita at ang pare o ang propeta ay may responsibility na ituro sa tao ang salita ng Diyos. We don't take a poll to figure out what you like. We look at the Word of God and we determine truth according to the Word. And it is unfortunate that many, many churches today, there are men and unfortunately women and unfortunately homosexuals who are standing behind the pulpit and tickling the ears of those who are listening. If they lived in Hosea's day, they would be cursed because they are not preaching and teaching the Word of God. In fact, women are not to be pastors according to the Word of God. And certainly homosexuals should never occupy the pulpit of any church according to the Word of God. And so the priests had a problem. But look at verse number 1. Hear ye this, O priests, hearken ye, house of Israel. That's the people of Israel. So God didn't just preach against the priest, he also preached against the people. But how would the people know how to behave if the priests aren't faithful preaching and teaching the Word of God? You see? This is why it's important to have a preacher or a pastor preaching and teaching the Word of God so the people can know God's standard. The people will know God's truth. So if you are someone listening to the Word of God, faithfully proclaim, your life should change. You should see a difference. You're going to come to truth and then the Word of God will challenge you. Is that truth something you're going to apply in your life? Because you hear the truth of the Word of God. Then if you receive the Word of God, you will transform your life. Kaya walang pagbabago sa tao kasi walang pagbabago sa pare. Dapat mangaral ang pare para alam ng tao kung anong dapat niya gawin. Amen? Amen? Saan ka? Saan ka pupunta para malaman mo kung paano mabuhay na bilang Kristiyano? Maliban lang sa church? Punta ka sa bangko. Anong alam ng bangko patungkol sa kaluluwa ng tao? Wala. Punta ka sa ano? DOH. Anong alam nila patungkol sa COVID? Wala, hindi biro lang. Anong alam nila patungkol sa kaluluwa ng tao? Wala. Lahat ng pakay nila sa kalusugan, pisikal. Pero walang alam sa kalusugang espiritual. Church lang ho sa buong mundo ang nagkakaroon ng compassionate na pangangaral ng salita ng Diyos. Do you see that? Do you see that? Punta ka saan? Sa army. Sa kampo ng mga army. Anong alam nila patungkol sa kaluluwa? Wala. Ang expertise nila, armas. Digmaan, depensa, and so on and so forth. Church lang ho ang nagtuturo ng salita ng Diyos. Kaya pag hindi matuwid ang pastor, preacher, hindi rin matuwid ang tao. So dapat matuwid ang pastor. Dapat din matuwid ang tao. Pero tingnan mo ang sabi ng verse 1, give ye ear, O house of the king. Yan yung namumuno. So, pare, baluktot. Tao, baluktot. Pangulo, baluktot. Yan yung hari, baluktot din. Yan si King Jeroboam II. He was corrupt. He was an idolater. And so this Israel's in trouble. Israel's in trouble because they rejected God. Tingnan mo ang sabi dito, for judgment is toward you because ye have been a snare on Mizpah and a net spread upon Tabor. What is Mizpah and what is Tabor? Well, Mizpah is Gilead right over here at the Gilead. Section yan, lungsod siya. Hindi, probinsya ng Gilead. At dito yung Mizpah. You think Mizpah somewhere around here. It could be anywhere inside. Inside Gilead. And Mizpah was the place where, Jacob made a deal with Laban. They agreed to part ways. So, Mizpah represents this section here. That would be the east. And then Tabor, yung Tabor naman, dito siya. Tabor. It's a mountain. Mount Tabor. Kaya dun sa mapa, kung naalala ninyo yung mapa nyo, yung Jezreel Valley, dito yon. Jezreel Valley. Dito yung Mount Tabor. At ang kahulugan ng Mount Tabor naman, west. And God was saying, Israel, you're in trouble because you're full of sin from the east unto the west. You're full of sin. And that's why it says Mizpah and Tabor. Verse number 2. And the revolters are profound to make slaughter, though I have been a rebuker of them all. So wickedness was everywhere. That's what God was trying to say. Kahit saan ka pumunta, punta ka sa ano ito? Punta ka sa silangan, punta ka sa kanluran, punong-puno ang Israel ng kasalanan. You see that? Mizpah and Tabor. Ano yung mga kasalanan nila? Sabi dito, profound to make slaughter. Ano yung slaughter sa Tagalog? Pagpatay. Pagpatay. Alam mo, hindi imposible, halos imposible na magbasa ka ng dyaryo na hindi mo nabasa na may pumatay ng tao. Yeah? Kaninang umaga, nagbasa ako ng balita sa USA, merong isang nanay, pinatay niya yung tatlo niyang anak. 3 years old, 6-year-old, 3 at saka 2. Hindi nila alam kung bakit, ano nangyari sa kanya. Pero natuklasan nila yung mga kanyang mga anak, pinatay niya. Tingnan mo ang chapter 1, go over to chapter 1, verse number 4. Chapter 1, Hosea chapter 1, verse number 4. Israel was full of murder, sin, slaughter, the Bible says. Hosea chapter 1, verse 4. Hosea chapter 1, verse 4. And the Lord said unto him, call his name Jezreel, for yet a little while I will avenge the blood of Jezreel upon the house of Jehu. Jezreel has been nothing but a bloody valley full of killings. So is God for killing? Is the Lord approve of killings? No, he's not. That's sin against God. But their sin is not just murder. Look over in chapter 1, verse number 2. Chapter 1, verse number 2. The beginning of the word of the Lord by Hosea. And the Lord said to Hosea, go take thee unto thee a wife of whoredoms and the children of whoredoms. So what is whoredoms? That's basically you're selling your body to do sin. Binibenta mo yung katawan mo para sa kasalanan. That's whoredoms. You're for sale to do sin. And the children of whoredoms, for the land hath committed great whoredom, departing from the Lord. Yung palang departing from the Lord ay katumbas ng pisikal na whoredom. Ano yung departing from the Lord? Iniwan nila ang Panginoon. Dati nag-church, ngayon hindi na nag-church, iniwan ng Panginoon. Dati nag-pray, hindi na ngayon nagpe-pray, iniwan ng Panginoon. Dati nagbabasa ng Bible, pero ngayon hindi na nagbabasa ng Bible, iniwan ng Panginoon. Dati nagmimigay ng gospel tracts and gospel literature, pero ngayon hindi na nagbibigay ng gospel tracts at gospel literature. Dati sumasama sa visitation, soul winning wala. Ngayon wala na. Dati ministry, ngayon wala na. That is departing from the Lord. And that is great sin. God looks at that and says that's spiritual whoredom. That's sin. Not only that, but adultery and harlotry. These are immoral sins. Mga immoral na kasalanan. Punong-puno itong Israel. Look at Hosea chapter 2. Hosea chapter 2, verse number 2. These are Israel's sins. It's all different kinds of sins. Departing from the Lord, murder, whoredom, adulteries. Look at chapter 2, verse number 2. Chapter 2, verse 2. Plead with your mother, plead, for she is not my wife, neither am I her husband. Let her therefore put away her whoredoms out of her sight, and her adulteries, plural, and from between her breasts. And so, look at verse number 5. Verse number 5. For their mother hath played the harlot. And so she's involved in immoral sins. Again, God wants His people pure. He wants His people pure. If you're not married, do not hold hands. Don't kiss. Don't hug until you're married. Why? Because holding hands will lead to greater sins. Diyan nagsisimula ang malalaking kasalanan sa maliliit na kasalanan. And so, kung hindi ka nag-iingat, baka isipin mo, okay-okay lang yung boyfriend-girlfriend sa gilid. Hindi ho okay yun sa Bible. Hindi yan ang paraan na kung saan matatagpuan mo ang life partner mo sa buhay. May paraan ang Bible. Ano yon? Maging faithful ka muna sa Panginoon. I-dedicate mo yung buhay mo sa Panginoon. At pag pinagpala ka ng Diyos, idadalhin ng Diyos sa'yo yung tamang nagmamahal sa Diyos at tutulungan kang maglingkod sa Diyos. Hindi yung nanonood ka ng Hollywood, tapos titingnan mo yung buhay mo, ganun pala. Ako rin, subukan ko kaya yan. Look at chapter 2, verse 13. Here's another sin. Idolatry. Idolatry, chapter 2, verse 13. And I will visit her days of Balaam, wherein she burned incense to them. Wow, so basically she worshiped other gods. Now, we live in an idolatrous country. Yung bansa natin punong-puno ng mga Diyos-Diyosan. At ang daming sumasamba sa mga Diyos-Diyosan. Alam nyo, kasalanan ho yan sa salita ng Diyos. That is sin. Pero sa mga Kristiyano, meron din mga Diyos-Diyosan hindi inukit ng kamay at hindi ginawa ng bato. Alam mong Diyos-Diyosan ng mga Kristiyano? Yung cellphone nila. Yung mga bagay na linalagay nila sa harapan ng Diyos at sa pwesto ng Diyos sa kanilang buhay. Yan ang idolatry ng mga Kristiyano. Yan yung mga bagay na imbis na ang Diyos ang nagiging focus ng buhay mo, yung focus ng buhay mo, yung sarili mo. Ikaw ang naging Diyos-Diyosan ng iyong buhay. Idolatry is one thing for the Roman Catholic Church. But I'm talking about Christian idolatry, where you put something in front of God and you love that more than God and you serve that more than God. That is idolatry. It could be your phone, your cell phone. It could be anything or anyone that you put in front of God that you love more than God, and you pay more attention to that than God. In the priority of life, you say, well, this is very important, more than God. That is your idol. That becomes an idol. Some churches, their idol is the pastor. Yung ibang mga church, pinagmamalaki nila yung pastor namin. He becomes their idol. And it shouldn't be. Some young people, their idol is a movie actor or a movie actress or a TV personality or some popular singer. That becomes their idol. A young person admires a sports figure because he knows how to play basketball. I mean, he's a good basketball player. And so the young person's consumed by that sports figure. That's an idol. A young person likes the video game and spends more time paying attention to the video game than paying attention to the Word of God. That's an idol. An idol is anything or anyone that you put in front of God. That's your idol. There's more sins. Let's look at chapter 3, verse number 1. I mean, no wonder it's too late for Israel. No wonder they're under the judgment of God. Chapter 3, verse 1. Then saith the Lord unto me, go yet love a woman, beloved of her friend, yet an adulteress according to the love of the Lord toward the children of Israel who look to other gods and love flagons of wine. That's lots of wine. Drunkenness. Social drinking and drunkenness. Pastor, pwede bang uminom ng wine ang Kristiyano kung kaunting wine lang ang iniinom niya? Well, tingnan mo sa Bible, ang turing ng Diyos sa alak ay kasalanan. So, tanungin mo yung sarili mo, gaano ka kaunting kasalanan ang okay sa Diyos? Less than 1% po na kasalanan nandyan. Pwede bang inumin yan? Kasi sabi, less than 1%. Eh kung ikaw, meron kang iniinom na lason na nagsabi, less than 1% lason, iinumin mo? Eh syempre, hindi. Kung matino ka. So bakit meron tayong mga kilala na nag-church dito na umiinom? Hindi pwede. That cannot happen. The biggest shame of those who drink is they go to church. And they think it's okay to drink and go to church. It is not okay to drink and go to church. You go to church in the beer house. That's your church. Then you pray to the beer god and see if the beer god will rescue you. No, the house of the Lord, we don't drink wine. We don't drink wine for social purposes. I mean social sin. Get back. No, we don't drink wine. Well, Jesus turned water to wine, didn't he? Yeah, but if you know your Bible, that's the wine that is non-intoxicating. Because if he made intoxicating wine, he would violate the scriptures. And the Bible says the scriptures cannot be broken. And so the wine that Jesus made was fresh grape juice o katas ng ubas. Grape juice yun. Hindi ho yan nakakalasing. And by the way, yung nagsasabing, Pastor, yung red wine, maganda yan sa puso. Kamangmangan ho yun. Dahil ang totoo, kahit na uminom ka ng red grape juice, katumbas lang yan sa grape, sa red wine. Pero hindi nakakalasing yung grape juice, red grape juice. At ang mas mabuti pa kesa sa red grape juice ay yung talagang red grapes. Mas maraming benefits ang pagkain ng red grapes kesa sa juice. At lalo na sa alak. Yan ang wisdom ng Panginoon. Yan ang salita ng Diyos. Pero ang pinipili ng mga Israelites, maglasing. So, paano ka hihingi ng tulong sa Diyos habang lasing ka? Hindi mo alam kung yan ang... yan ba yung araw o yung buwan? Not only did they do all these sins, but they rejected mercy, truth, and knowledge. Look at chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse number 1. I mean, boy, they're really hurting. They're loaded with sin. Hosea chapter 4, verse number 1. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. Ah, walang katotohanan, walang awa, walang kaalaman patungkol sa Diyos. Kaya ako hindi nag-church yung mga tao, ayaw nila makarinig ng katotohanan kasi alam nila salungat yung ginagawa nila sa katotohanan. You see that? The reason why people don't go to church is they don't want mercy, they don't want knowledge, they don't want truth. Well, thankfully, in our church, we're going to make sure we have truth and mercy and knowledge. As long as we're preaching the Word of God, we will have these things. But having it is different than keeping it. So kahit na nag-church ka dito, kung hindi mo linalagay sa buhay ang mga katotohanan ng salita ng Diyos, baliwala ang pag-upo mo dito sa church. You sitting in the church, listening to the Word of God, is not going to help you if you do not live the truth that you are being taught in the Word of God. Is that right? Yes. Amen. Let's go to, let's see, chapter 4, verse 2. Here's some more sins. We're not done yet. This is a sermon on sin. Chapter 4, verse 2. Swearing. Ano yung swearing? Swearing. Ano yung swearing sa Tagalog? Yes, nanunumpa. Swearing, nanunumpa. Ginagamit ang pangalan ng Diyos. Lying, kasinungalingan. And killing, pagpatay. And stealing, pagnanakaw. And committing adultery. Wow naman, Hosea, ang tindi ni preacher ni Hosea. Talagang binanata niya ang Israel. Sa iniisa-isa, hinihiwa-hiwa niya ang kasalanan ng Israel. Na nakikita mo ba ang bayan ng Pilipinas dyan? Parang tayo yan. Imagine this was written thousands of years ago and it describes our country right now. This is exactly where we are. Look at chapter 4, verse 5. Chapter 4, verse 5. Therefore thou shalt fall in the day, and the prophet shall fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. This is religious hypocrisy and failure. No prophet to preach except for Hosea, faithful man of God. So let's go back to chapter 5. Look at verse number 3. Chapter 5, verse number 3. I know Ephraim, and Israel is not hid from me. Ito yung Ephraim. Pag sinabing Ephraim, yung tribo ni Ephraim, dito siya. Ayan. Yung tribo ng Ephraim, dito siya sa gitna. Ephraim. Ihinalintulad yung Ephraim sa buong Israel kasi nasa gitna siya. Diyan yung tribo ng mga Ephraimites. And he said, I know Ephraim and Israel is not hid from me. For now, O Ephraim, thou committest whoredom, and Israel is defiled. Binulok mo ang buong Israel. You see that? Pag yung makasalanan tao gumagawa ng kasalanan, binubulok niya yung pamilya niya. Binubulok niya yung church niya. Binubulok niya yung bayan niya. Did you know that? When you commit sin, you stink up the house. You stink up the church. and you stink up the country. And Ephraim did that, the tribe of Ephraim, because they were so involved in sin that God called them, said Israel's defiled. But verse number 4, for they will not frame their doings to turn unto their God. Ito yung problema nila. They will not frame their doings. Hindi sila marunong na i-control yung ginagawa nila. Hindi nila alam kung paano pigilan ang sarili na gumawa ng kasalanan. Alam niyo yung frame sa Tagalog, ikwadro. Tama ba yun, ikwadro? Magandang Tagalog yun. Dapat matuto ka na ikwadro mo yung ginagawa mo, protektahan mo para hindi makapasok yung kasalanan. So, halimbawa, mahilig ka uminom ng beer, di ikwadro mo yung pera mo para hindi ka bumili ng beer. Bumili ka na lang ng green tea. Ayun. Ikwadro mo yung gawa mo. Frame what you're doing. That means protect what you're doing. Set up standards so that you protect yourself from sin. If you have a problem watching filthy things, then put some protection around you and don't watch filthy things. If a movie is rated R, forget it. That's a standard. And that will protect you. If you have a problem drinking, then don't go buy the liquor store. Don't buy beer. Don't allocate money for beer. Buy something else. Send someone else to buy, not you. What are you doing? You're framing yourself to turn to the Lord. You're putting blockades along the way so you do not sin against the Lord. They're called standards. You can develop standards to prevent yourself from sinning against the Lord. But Israel didn't do that. Israel did not protect themselves. They left themselves open to anything and everything. And so they had the spirit of whoredoms. Look over in verse number 4. They will not frame their doings to turn unto their God. For the spirit of whoredoms is in the midst of them. And that spirit of whoredoms, that satanic, demonic, demonism. Eh, pastor, meron bang demonism ngayon? Bakit? 2001 na. Hindi naman totoo yung mga demonism. Hindi naman totoo yung mga satanism. Totoo ba yun, pastor? Ano sa palagay mo? Meron bang demonyo talaga o wala? Meron. Let me tell you something. Demonism and Satanism is more prevalent today than ever before. You turn on the television, you can watch Satanism. You just don't know it's Satanism. Hindi mo alam, satanic na pala yung pinanonood mo. You turn on the radio and buddy, let me tell you something. More than 70-80% of what comes out of the radio is filthy wickedness. That's satanic. That's demonic. You cannot look at the newspaper and not read and see the father of lies. Yung mga hindi nyo alam. Yung mga bagay-bagay na nasa bahay. Oh, this is a good luck charm. This is only for good luck. Hindi mo alam, sa likod niyan, Satanas. Ah, ito, wala ito, ano lang ito, anting-anting lang siya. Oh? This amulet is just a necklace. You don't even know what it stands for. And the devil behind it. Is the devil real? Huh? Yes, he is. And Hollywood is full of demonism. I'm not lying. Hindi ako nagsisinungaling sa inyo, ang mga pinanonood natin halos sa TV ay punong-puno ng Satanism. Hindi mo lang alam. Yung mga aktor, yung mga actresses niyan, na mga sikat, napakasikat, kung alam lang ninyo kung ano ang isip nila patungkol sa Diyos, masusuka kayo. Tapos yan, nanonood ka pa. Tapos pinapasok mo pa sa bahay mo, tapos okay ka lang, na tumatawa ka sa bakla na yan. Entertainment industry is full of Satanism. Marvel Comics is full of Satanism. Ha? Yung mga Captain America? Yes. Bakit may Scarlet Witch? Saan si Scarlet Witch? Ano yun? Witch nga eh. Witch. Alam mo yung witch sa Tagalog? Ano yung witch sa Tagalog? Ano yun? Mga aswang. Witch. Mangkukulam. Eh, akala ko kasi ano lang, pang-cartoon lang. Ayan ang problema. Pinanunod ng mga bata yung mga demonism na yan. Kaya huwag kang magtaka yung mga bata, lumalaki may sungay. Rock music. Punong-puno ang mundo natin ng rock music. Ano ang mensahe ng rock? What is the message of rock music? You know what? Tanungin mo yung mga rock star, alam nila kung ano ang message ng rock music. Sila mismo nagsasabi, ang musika namin ay rebellion, sexual, at panglaman. Sila nagsasabi noon, alam mo yung tumututol doon, yung mga backslider Christian, na nagsasabi, hindi, pwede natin gamitin yung musika nila. Lagyan na lang natin ng magagandang words. Oh, kamangmangan yun. Kung yung musika ay mali, kahit nalagyan mo ng magandang words, hindi ho maganda ang music. Mali pa rin yun. And so, look at verse number 5. They had pride. And the pride of Israel doth testify to his face. Pride. Pride is sin. And the Bible has nothing good to say about pride. Eh, lahat ng mga LGBTQ, LGBTQ+, lahat yan, mahilig yan sa pride. Ang sabi ng Bible, pride of Israel doth testify to his face. Ang pride, yung nagsasabi, hindi ako pwedeng turuan ng Diyos. Yan ang pride. Hindi ako, wag mo akong sabihan. Hindi ako nagpapasakop sa Diyos. Ayan ang pride. And that is sin against God. Israel's paying for that. Kaya sa verse number 6, it's too late. Look at verse 6. They shall go with their flocks and their herds to seek the Lord, but they shall not find Him. Ha? Lord, gusto mo pala ng sacrifice? Magbigay na kami ng sacrifice, Lord. Pero sabi ng Panginoon, wala na, tapos na. Huwag na kayo magdala ng sacrifice. Uubusin na kayo ng Assyria. Sasakupin na kayo. Too late. God doesn't want sacrifices. He wants obedience. And it's too late for Israel. Verse number 7, it's a short time God will judge them. They have dealt treacherously against the Lord. For they begotten strange children, now shall a month devour them. Just one month, isang buwan lang, sakupin na kayo ng Assyria, buong Israel, wala na. Gaano kabilis ang isang buwan? 4 na linggo lang, isang buwan na. Napakadali ng hatol ng Diyos. Ang tawag niya dito ay yung total destruction yan dito. So sa verse number 8, look at that. Verse 8, blow ye the cornet in Gibeah, and the trumpet in Ramah. Cry aloud at Bethaven after thee, O Benjamin. Now, Benjamin is right here. Kung dito yung Ephraim, yung border ng Judah at saka ng Israel, yan ang Benjamin. Dito siya. At yung mga lungsod ng na binanggit dyan, yung Gibeah, and Ramah,
dito yan, sa Judah. Gibeah, Ramah, ito yung Jerusalem. Dito siya. But Gibeah and Ramah, Beth-Haven, dito yan, sa Israel.
Yan yung dating Beth-El, house of God, na naging Beth-Haven, the house of sin. House of God turns into the house of sin. Beth-Haven. And cry aloud, O Benjamin. So Benjamin should have warned these cities. But he didn't. And it's too late. God's bringing destruction to the north and to the south. You see? He calls it the day of rebuke. Look at verse number 9. Ephraim shall be desolate in the day of rebuke. Ano yung day of rebuke? Ito yung anino lang ng day of the Lord. Day of rebuke. That's a shadow of the day of the Lord. Yes, Israel will be destroyed, but that's nothing. When Israel enters the day of the Lord, they're going to suffer not just a month. They're going to suffer 7 years of great tribulation under the rule of the Antichrist. That's going to be a big rebuke. I'll tell you that much. God judges them in secret, and God judges them openly. That's the message here of verse number, let's see here, verse number 12. Verse number 12. Therefore will I be unto Ephraim as a moth. Alam niyo yung moth sa Tagalog? Yan yung gamugamo. Tama ba yun? Gamugamo. Alam mo yung trabaho ng gamugamo? Yung trabaho ng gamugamo, kinakain niya yung tela ng sikreto. Kasi pag nabuwag siya, ipapatay mo yung gamugamo para meron kang may suot. But God is gonna treat them like a moth. He's gonna eat them up from inside and He's gonna tear them up on the outside. Look at verse number 13. And to the house of Judah as rottenness, verse 13, Ephraim saw his sickness and Judah saw his wound. Then went to Ephraim to Assyrian and sent to King Jareb, that's the King Jareb of Assyria. Yet could he not heal you nor cure you of your womb? For I will be unto Ephraim as a lion. There you go. So God's going to tear them up publicly. Rip them up publicly for their sin. God judges them in secret as a moth. God judges them openly as a lion. And He's going to use the Assyrian king, Jareb. Ang ibig sabihin ng pangalang Jareb, dyan sa verse number 13, Jareb means enemy or contender or enemy. And so you have God using Assyria to destroy Israel. Now, Assyria will be destroyed also by Babylon. And then Babylon will take over Judah. And then Persia will destroy Babylon. And then Greece will destroy Persia. And then Rome will destroy Greece. And now we're living under the precipice of the revived Roman Empire. Kaya ang pinuno ngayon, Europa at yung mga Russia, USA na galing sa Europa, at yung China na nagmula dyan. Nasa huling wakas na tayo. Kung baga, Babylon, Persia, Greece, Roma, 10 mga nations. Nandun na ho tayo sa dulo. Ilang panahon na lang, saglit, darating na yung bato galing sa langit na magwawasak ng lahat ng ito. Kaya pag hindi ka ligtas, magpa-save ka na. Mainit ang impyerno at malubha ang 7-year tribulation period. Verse 14, For I will be unto Ephraim as a lion, as a young lion to the house of Judah, and I, even I, will tear and go away, and I will take away, and none shall rescue him. And I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face. And in their affliction, they will seek me early. Alam nyo, noong sinakop ng Assyria ang Israel, tapos sinakop ng Babylon ang Judah, meron hong mga iba habang nandun sila sa Babylon na umiyak at nanumbalik sa Panginoon. Lord, isaoli mo kami. Lord, pagbigyan mo kami ng pagkakataon. At nung lumipas na ang 70 years, binuksan uli ng Diyos ang Juda. At doon pumasok si Ezra, si Nehemiah, si Esther. At sinauli ng Diyos ang Juda. Kaya ngayon, meron pa rin mga Jews. Dahil sila ay galing sa Juda, Jews. Wala pa rin ngayon yung 10 tribu ng Israel. Hindi natin alam kung nasaan sila. At hindi natin malalaman hanggat pumasok muna yung tribulation period. Pero sa verse 15, there were people who acknowledged their sin. Thank God, there's always a remnant. There's always a remnant. Ano yung remnant? Yan yung mga natira. Yan yung mga ilan na kakaunti na nagsasabing, hindi tayo makakalimot sa Diyos. Gagawin namin ang tama at manunumbalik tayo sa Diyos. Amen? Sana sumali kayo sa remnant. Huwag maging katulad ng buong bansa sa kasalanan. Manatili tayong tapat sa Diyos bilang kanyang mga remnant na nananatiling tapat sa kanya. Amen? Let's bow and pray and ask the Lord to bless. Israel was destroyed because they, even until now, they haven't returned to the Lord. And that's why we don't know where the 10 tribes of Israel are. They disappeared. They're gone. They're wiped out since 722. And the day of the Lord is coming. And that will guarantee that Israel will be restored. There is a promise in the Bible that Israel will repent, albeit there won't be a lot. Probably 1/10 of all Israel will repent and seek the Lord. A remnant will return. A remnant returned during the days of Ezra and Nehemiah. And a remnant will be saved when Jesus comes back. But here's my thing. What about us Christians? Are we going to go along with the sin of our nation? We're going to allow ourselves to live in sin? Or are we going to be a remnant for the Lord? That's your choice. You have a choice. I hope you choose right. Because God will tear you up like a lion, eat you up like a moth. Even if you're a Christian, God will make sure that a Christian will not be happy in sin. You need to repent and be a remnant. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the Word of God. We thank you, Lord, as we examine the Scriptures and we see all different kinds of sin. And I haven't even had the chance to touch in detail all these sins. But Father, you know our hearts, Lord. We do not want to stand against you. We do not want to hinder your work in our lives. I pray your hand of mercy upon us. Help us, Lord, to acknowledge the sinful things in our lives and forsake them. Help us, Lord, to live for you. And protect us as your remnant in this present evil world. Help us, Lord, not to be eaten up by the world. And we'll never forget to give you praise, honor, and glory, for we love you and ask your help in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. You are dismissed.